Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Two, swing and a miss. He got him. And the ball game is over. Another really sloppy effort from the Red Sox. 11 walks by the pitchers, another unearned run, and a night where the offense did plenty enough. They fall 9-5 in Anaheim. Right back to 500 go the Red Sox, and in Southern California, a night to forget.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We covered a lot. You can catch up on the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature. Tier Tuesday, we tiered off our favorite and least favorite drafts.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
From the NFL to your fantasy draft to an ice cold draft of beer.
Oh, yeah.
All the way down to MLB, NHL.
Can't wait.
And, of course, being drafted into the military.
Yes.
Not something I personally would be looking for.
Can't wait.
No.
So that's on there, as was the Kiefer Madness that you just missed there on the cursing parrot, which is
pretty bird.
Good. We gave some thoughts on the Red Sox. We'll circle back to that. We've talked all day long about the Celtics trade last night. Sounds like they're getting closer and closer to more deals. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Bunch of you want to talk Celtics, and then we'll get to the Red Sox here coming up. Patrick in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hello. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good.
Listen, I got a great trade for you, okay?
Oh,
boy. We're going to trade Jaylen Brown to San Antonio Spurs for the number 2 pick in this year's draft, plus Vassell, whatever his name is. And just hear me out. Not only straight up does that make sense, but then the Celtics are going to have a bad season because they don't have Tatum, they don't have Brown. So we're going to get the number 2 pick from San Antonio this year, and then we're going to have a high draft pick next year, top 5. So you're going to have a number 4 or 5 pick in 27 and 26. You'll have, 26, 25, you'll have the number 2 pick, and you'll have Vassell or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Vassell.
That's a bad one, right?
So I'm out on that.
We've already welcome to the show 2 weeks ago. We've already talked about this trade.
Yes.
Chris Mannix talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I don't want the number 2 pick. I don't want Vassell. I don't want Keldon Johnson. I'd rather have Jaylen Brown here. I don't want to tank for a high pick next year. Out.
Also, that's not even factoring in the East is wide open this year.
Correct.
I thought this year was going to be sort of all right, just be competitive. Let's see what Jaylen Brown can do. Sort of like the Scottie Pippen season that when Michael Jordan was playing baseball. Maybe it could be sort of like that. And I think Scottie Pippen's great. I'm not even saying Jaylen Brown, Scottie Pippen, but you know what I mean? Like your best player's gone.
What can you
do with that team? I don't want Devin Vassell. I don't want the second pick in this year's draft, and I don't want a top pick next year. So now you're saying in 2027.
You know who was right behind Simons on the top 100 ringer list, by the way?
Vassell?
Devin Vassell.
All right. So,
I'm with you. I don't want that for Jaylen Brown. I'll take that for Jrue Holiday. I don't want that for Jaylen Brown.
Exactly. Yeah. And so now if you have in 2027, and I know we're all getting our years kind of mixed around a little bit.
Next up is him.
Do you want Jason Tatum and 2 19-year-olds, or do you want Tatum and Brown? So I'm not saying the second pick in the draft won't one day be good. I don't even know who it's going to be, Harper, Bailey, somebody else. Maybe that guy will be really good, but by the time that guy's really, really good, what's Tatum? And it's not worth giving up the next 3 years of Jaylen Brown for.
I like teens.
What was say that
finally
again?
Finally had a use for it.
Let me hear that again.
I like teens.
Oh, I like teens.
All right, get him out of here. 19-year-olds, like, I finally have a use.
All right, nah, I've been canceled.
Keith and Belichick here, middays.
No, I would rather compete next year in a wide-open East.
It's there
where, by
you.
The way, they updated the odds today after the Jrue Holiday trade. They're the third favorite to win the Eastern Conference next year. So I'd rather compete next year and run it back with Tatum, Brown, Derek White, et cetera, et cetera.
Simons.
In 2 years when Tatum comes back, I would way rather do that than tank and try to get, as much of a fan as I am of teens, apparently, a couple of 19-year-olds around Tatum a year from now. Like, I don't want that.
No, that's tough. And also, like, to tank, like, the really bad teams. Like, we experienced it as Celtics fans a couple of times. You got to get really, really bad. You know, like, I don't even know if they have the appetite for that. And I guess if you're saying no Jaylen Brown, like, yeah, I guess you're in that conversation, I suppose. But that's a long, long drop.
Text line says second pick and Castle is a no-brainer. Manix said the Spurs wouldn't even
trade Castle.
Wouldn't
right?
even think of doing that for Jaylen Brown.
See,
he said they wouldn't do that for Giannis, in fact, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to go back and re-listen to the cut. But Manix is like, they're not moving him. Not for Giannis.
That's a little bit over-hyping Castle and under-hyping Jaylen Brown.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think I'd want to do that, but I'm just telling you the Spurs wouldn't do that if you're someone like the texter who would want to do that. Mike's in Rhode Island. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. On the Celtics and that trade that I was just proposed, I would do that with the Spurs, get that number two pick, but then I'd flip that number two. I'm not a fan of Dylan Hopper, and I just – there's no one in that two to –
So let me ask you.
Yeah, but what would you flip the two for? Are you going to be able to get something better than Jaylen Brown?
No, you wouldn't get better, but I'd go to Atlanta. I'd send Jaylen back to Atlanta, and I would get either Riachet or – Dyson Daniels.
Okay, we've got
that. Wow. That's a bad one, right?
The Great Barrier Thief? Your guy.
I love the Barrier Thief.
Yeah. But wait a minute. How did...
I didn't get it. He somehow got the second pick from San Antonio and then also traded Jaylen to Atlanta. I didn't try to follow all that.
No, he used the second pick now to go to Atlanta to get last year's number one pick or the Great Barrier Thief.
Here's what I don't get. If the Spurs are trading you the second pick, and now you're using the second pick to flip it, forget what he was saying in return. That's now two teams that have traded. How valuable is the second pick? It's probably not very valuable.
A little hot potato there.
If two teams have moved on from it. And I don't think it's very – the number one pick, very valuable. I would move the number one pick, or Jaylen Brown, rather, in exchange for the number one pick. Yep. I don't think you're going to see Dallas do that, but I would be interested in that if I were the Celtics. There's a massive drop to the number two pick. I don't want it.
I'm not under no circumstance can you trade Jaylen Brown. No. I just think anything that's going to actually come your way, if you're Brad Stevens, I would turn down. Right, like Cooper Flagg, probably not going to be offered. Giannis, probably not going to be offered. And Devin Booker, probably not going to be offered. So I'm going to keep Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, those are trades we do for Jaylen Brown.
There might be a couple other ones. But
you brought up Triple J today from Memphis, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
And, like, that's a trade I would consider moving Derek White in if that were on the table. So, like, I'd move those guys in the right deal, but I need a massive return.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing it for the number two pick and crap. Our buddy JP is in North Providence. Hello, JP.
Jones, Keith, a quick nickname duo thought before the Celtics thought. You know, you had the Bash Brothers, then you had Jones Keith, Jones Cattle, Jones Arcan, Jones Keith.
Yeah,
are you telling me we could have the Bull and the Meat Wagon on the field at the same time? That would be, get me the T-shirt, I'm in.
Okay.
As far as the Celtics, love the move. That means Jaylen can stay. I think they got rid of enough money. When Jaylen is in there and Tatum's not, he steps up. I think he's going to step up huge. I just want a big man that can play the front, maybe the kid from Stanford, get rid of Porzingis' money. I love the trade. You keep Tatum, and you go with it.
Who's the kid from Stanford?
Who's the Bull in the meat truck? What was
well, you know who the meat
Abraham
truck is.
Abraham Toro and Peyton Williams, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah. So bring that guy up.
The Iowa meat truck is our Hoss of the Week.
No, I know that, but I was saying he's not on the Red Sox. He's just saying, like, in general.
Yeah,
he's in
the Blue Jays farm, actually.
Yeah, he's in the Jays system. Double A for the Jays.
Which, by the way, when I was trying to think of another Hoss, who was a corner infielder, first baseman.
Right.
Billy Butler was a player. He was 6 foot 260, but he did not, ironically, hit a lot of home runs.
No, he didn't.
You got some text.
Yeah,
about
so
Billy
my buddy
Butler?
Immediately knew it was Billy Butler. Then he followed that up with saying that his nickname was Country Breakfast. So they called Billy Butler Country Breakfast.
Country Breakfast and the Iowa Meat Wagon?
The Meat Truck.
Meat Truck, I'm sorry.
So the Iowa Meat Truck is going to be our Hoss of the Week. Billy Butler, though, tip of the cap.
Good. A double random baseball player of the day here on Jones.
Here comes the meat wagon.
Yeah, you got like a bonus random player today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Billy Butler.
Yeah. Not that I could think of it in real time, but yeah, we got that.
No, but that was fun.
I don't want to do a Mount Rushmore of nicknames, but those are
Country Breakfast are and there. Iowa Meat Truck.
Those are
under, way up there.
Sneaky.
What
good.
About Admiral Ibar from yesterday? Eric Ibar?
Yeah, that was a great one. That was a great one. Okay.
Great Barrier Thief. There you go.
There you go.
We just talked about all of them in 30 seconds.
Mount Rushmore, done. Tarek's in Boston. Hello, Tarek.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good.
Anybody calling to give you zero playoff experience in a trade for 150 games of playoff experience and a finals MVP? Unless it's the next coming of Michael Jordan or Webb and Yami, you can't even think about it because you would put the guy that you're trying to set up for a dynasty in the worst possible position because now he's got to wipe behind and teach, and when he should be thriving in a situation where guys know what to do. They should be younger than him. You should bring in young guys, but they should be able to follow. And doing that with draft picks is who's teaching basketball on a chip
team? Yeah, well, Tarek, I think the hope would be Cooper Flagg is that, but that's why I draw the line between the number one pick and the number
the cutoff.
Two. Yeah,
and right. So yeah, that's why I'm with him. I'm not doing that because I still think Tatum and Brown do have a window. It's not like these guys are holidays age and this is happening. Like there's still years left together. I'm with you.
They're definitely in the final learning part. This is when Tim Duncan lost guys and brought new guys in, and then taught. And then they got to still be the Spurs. This is that opportunity. The system's in place. The coach is in place. Just two leaders are in place. Three, really, because Derek White has earned that.
Look, I think we're with you. We're not trading Jaylen for just anything. We're just illustrating that he's not untouchable. There are deals we would do. But I don't think they're very realistic, and I don't think they're going to happen. I'd like them to keep Jaylen because, again, I think you can be very competitive in the East this year. Call it a top four seed, which means you're hosting in round one, and making a run at 50 wins. And, Keith, you said this earlier. Is it crazy to think, even though this year's team, meaning the year that just wrapped up, this year's team is more talented and better, is it crazy to think that next year's team could go on a deeper playoff run?
Not at all.
I don't think that's crazy.
Not at all. It was disappointing that they lost in the second round this year. And then the Eastern Conference champions just lost their best player. Like, you lost your best player. There's still a bunch of other moves still to be made. The Knicks don't have a head coach. So the East is going to look different. And, yeah, the Celtics could be right there. I mean, the fact that they went from Holiday to Simons, I think can be an upgrade for next year. And that's not taking shots at Holiday. I just the state that Holiday was in versus what Simons could be for next year also makes me kind of optimistic about what do they get for Porzingis? Do they get a player that not only is more reliable, but do they get somebody that's not even that much of a drop-off from his production? Or maybe it's a couple of guys or whatever else it is. So, yeah, I think there's definitely an opportunity there. I guess there was a story written today. Let's see. Who was it?
Jake Fisher.
Brett
Siegel?
National NBA insider and reporter for Clutch Sports.
Clutch Sports?
Yeah. The Lakers and Warriors are among teams to contact the Celtics regarding Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay.
It says, the next order of business in Boston is trading Kristaps Porzingis, the source said. As he enters the final year of his contract, Porzingis has drawn interest from several teams in both conferences. Pelicans, Warriors, Lakers, Hawks, Raptors are a few of 10 to 12 teams that have been in contact with the Celtics recently. So if a third of the league is interested in Porzingis,
good return.
Stevens could get himself a good return.
No way you're getting like Reeves off the Lakers, right?
I don't think so.
He's another guy who's close on an extension.
Although
that they may not want to pay.
Dalton Connect.
They already traded. Yes, they already traded Connect.
Good one. And they did it for a big man. We did it.
Dalton Connect.
Trade done. All right, get ready for it.
Connect Paul, 4. It's going to be a not much more nickname.
Connect 4.
Connect 4.
How about just Connect 3? He can call him Connect 3 because he sings a lot.
He would fit right in with this
team. Well, 4 is open now.
He would fit right in. Oh, you mean
4 is open.
For Drew.
Oh, the actual number 4.
Yes. Number 4.
Oh, I didn't get that.
It's shockingly not retired.
Kelly's in Amherst. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I'm pretty good about the trade just because I like what the North Providence guy was saying a minute ago about let Jaylen Brown stay, let him run the show. I don't expect him to be an MVP candidate or anything like that. I think part of what makes him great is that he is looking to distribute. He's not like the best assist guy, but he's not like Tatum where Tatum is just going to chuck a million shots. I think even if JB did have the number one spot, he's not going to just chuck a million shots. So I'm excited to see what the team can look like. But I'm not super excited about this guy coming from Portland, scoring 20 a night out in Portland. That team sucks. There's plenty of ball to go around.
Well, Kelly, the sneaky thing is there's a lot of shots to go around now without Tatum and Holiday and potentially Porzingis on the way out as well. We have callers complimenting earlier callers, Keith.
Oh, boy.
You know what that sounds like?
Jim Rome.
Well,
Rackham.
That sounds like the old Kyle and Eddie show. Is what that sounds like.
Oh, the Kyle and Eddie show. Bring it back.
I know we had a Kyle and Eddie show
situation
going on.
Bring back Kyle and Eddie show. I thought you were talking about Jim Rome, where really half the battle is just callers ripping other callers. That's all they do. It's like fight each other for a while.
Pretty good.
And they have the smack
like
off.
Feinbaum's show does that, right?
I think that's probably what they do,
instead of SoCal Southern accents. Yeah.
People want to jump in there. That's fine.
Keith ripped Walker Buehler earlier today. You can go check it out.
Yeah.
At Jones and Keith on social media. You're done with him?
Enough's enough. Yeah. I was high on him, too. And I was I thought he was going to be an upgrade to the rotation, and he has not been.
His first inning, we talked about it. Go back and seek it out on the Odyssey app. We went through his first inning, which is just he's handed a 3-0 lead, which should have been more than a 3-0 lead, but Willie Abreu stupidly ran into an out, just like Jaron Duran did again later on in the game. But he's handed a 3-0 lead, first pitch, home run. You're like, okay. Yeah, they caught you a little off guard there.
Yep.
Couldn't settle in. Walked a billion guys last night. Thank you. Seven, which is a career high.
Seven walks.
Red Sox pitchers walked 11.
Like, dude.
The old 7-11 walk line out of the starters and the staff last night. Unreal. Buehler, horrible. That's an actual bad Craig Breslow move. I like most of his moves.
Yeah.
That's an actual bad
that
Craig Breslow move.
That was a terrible
one. Yeah. So it's another terrible loss. They've lost three in a row, but the last two have been horrific.
Mm-hmm.
They're 40-40. Feels to me like they're teetering. Doesn't mean they can't dig out of it. But they better do it quickly, like starting tonight with Garrett Crochet on the mound.
There's like no room for error when it comes to Garrett Crochet.
Correct.
You almost have to win all of his starts, which is a lot to put on him. But hey, yeah, that's why you're a Cy Young contender and all that stuff. But yeah, the losing streak, you're falling further out of the wild card spot, which you're still only a game and a half out of, which again speaks to the state of the entire American League.
Yep.
But if you're trying to win series and just stack up series wins prior to the trade deadline, obviously, you have to win tonight and tomorrow. And tomorrow, you get Richard Fitz.
Well, I don't feel as good about that, but I feel good about Crochet today.
Yeah.
But here's what they're risking. Yesterday, we were talking about Duran and if they could move him, and you're closer to wanting to move him than certainly you used to be, where you were a pretty firm no.
Yep.
I still wouldn't want to do it, but he was number one on the Athletics trade candidate list yesterday. They had 30 names. He was number one on the list. Today, Jeff Passan has 50 more names.
So 80 names?
Duran's number two. No, I'm sorry. 50
50 more?
50 names.
Total.
I'm sorry. There's a lot.
50 total
There's
names.
A lot of overlap.
Got it.
Duran's number two on this list.
Okay.
You know who's number one?
Walker Buehler, hopefully?
No, he's 28. Which
what?
Take him.
Yeah, really?
Alex Bregman is number one on the list. So the Red Sox have the two.
If they trade Alex Bregman?
The two top names on the 50 trade candidates for ESPN, Bregman 1, Duran 2. If they trade Bregman, what?
I think it would be a mutiny. I think the Devers thing already pissed off a lot of people. But I think enough people sort of are like, all right, terrible teammate, whatever, like ready to move on from him. If they trade Bregman? So one of the reasons people were upset about moving on from Devers was, well, what if Bregman walks in a year? It's like, well, what if you speed that up and trade him at the deadline?
July. Yeah.
You start the year with Devers and Bregman, and
Unreal.
Then you go into August with neither one, that and they're both healthy playing for other teams?
That would be that'd be a good way to get yourself fired.
How many games out of the wild card would you be where you're like, okay, I get why you traded Bregman? Is there even a number?
And no. Infinite.
Okay, you have to keep
I'm seeing
if they lose out, if they lose every game between now and
I'd rather keep Bregman and try to get him to opt back in to return next
Same.
Year and lose
Same.
Him, risk losing him for nothing, the draft pick or whatever.
No, I'd rather keep Bregman, especially this season it's been teetering for a while. It could obviously fall apart. Second half of the year, don't you think Bregman is going to get more out of Anthony and Meyer than Cora or anybody else on this whole organization could?
And again, like people are going to, it'll be a mutiny. It'll be a riot because you pissed off Devers to sign Bregman, and then by July, you're trading him, as you just illustrated. So, like, you can't do it.
Right. I didn't think of that part.
I would trade anyone. Like, honestly, anybody to me is pretty much in play to trade. Now, it'd have to be for a big return. This is one where I'm like,
can't trade Bregman.
You can't save face on that one. You have to keep Bregman.
Yeah, Duran, I'm interested in the return.
So, Duran, I'd have a number, but I'm not itching to move him either. He's number two on the list. Bregman's only a 10% chance of moving, according to Passan. So he's calling it a longer shot, but it's not zero.
Yeah.
It should be zero. It's at 10. He has Duran at a 25% chance of moving.
Yeah, there seems a lot of smoke around Jaron Duran being traded. The season that he's having plays into it. Roman Anthony is an ideal left fielder, well, plays a part of it.
There was a story a couple of weeks ago out of San Antonio that the Red Sox and Padres had had conversations. There was more reporting after that. Now there's this, the last 2 days, The Athletic and this ESPN report. And don't forget, Carrabas yesterday going scorched earth on Durant.
Oh, he's done
with
him.
Which I smell a little bit of a rat there.
Something's up.
Like,
do you
think? Maybe if Carrabas is done, are the Red Sox done with him?
Maybe.
And that's just a sign that they're done with him. So,
Do you think that, I know the Padres are the rumor, but do you think they could pick up the phone again to Seattle and do any of their pitchers? Would they take Jaren Duran for one of their pitchers, starters?
I'd want more than Castillo, but that's the kind of move we're talking about.
Kirby Puckett?
No, George Kirby.
Rest in peace. All right. George Kirby, yeah.
Logan Gilbert. Names like that.
One of those guys for Duran?
Now we're talking. Right. That's more what I would target. But I'd rather move Abreu before him.
Yeah.
Other names on the list. I mentioned Walker Buehler's 28.
Like, take him. Please.
You're telling me.
Good Lord.
There are 28 before the game yesterday.
Well, great point. I don't know when they started writing.
Good point.
Maybe they didn't do a rough draft, which is an underrated draft.
It's mid.
Maybe it's a mid,
it's
a but that's a little underrated.
That's why it's overrated.
It's not a cold beer draft of beer.
Oh, no.
It's not your fantasy draft.
That sounds good.
But maybe they didn't do a rough draft. Maybe they just went first draft, and that's what happened. But you're telling me there's 22 other names after Walker Buehler on the list? How? And Aroldis Chapman also checked in at 18, 35% chance of him moving. So the Red Sox are teetering on like a full-blown sell, which I acknowledge they might do. I would vehemently disagree with. I was okay with moving Devers. If you're trading off Bregman, Duran, Chapman, or some combination of those guys,
yeah,
and you're in the mix, it's unconscionable. They better not do that. They should be buying, not selling. But if they keep losing, it gives them the excuse to sell off these pieces. 617-779-7937. More on this on WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got the manager, Alex Cora, at 5:30. We'll see if he gets tossed from the interview, just like he's been thrown out the last couple of days. We got Clip du Jour on the way. Plus, it's time for Grab Bag.
No one told you that was going to be this way.
Grab Bag, Grab Bag.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time! It's time!
It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox will try to snap their three-game losing streak tonight against the LA Angels in Anaheim. Garrett Crochet gets the start with his 7-4 record, his 2.20 ERA, and his major league leading, I think it's like 125 Ks. Tyler Anderson going for the Halos. Lefty Jones.
Good. Lefty. That's good.
That means the Sox have to sit all their best players.
Can't play probably any of your guys against that guy.
Not going to see him. Although the Sox are -175 on the money line, so I think Vegas expecting a Crochet win.
Well, the good
get
news
them
is
back over 500.
Good
I guess.
News is you don't need a lot of offense on Crochet days. Although, unfortunately, they've kind of used up their offense the last couple of days.
Sure, they scored five whole runs yesterday.
And then you know Walker Buehler, and well, prior to that, the bullpen, and even to a lesser degree, Giolito. Didn't do much with they've actually scored a little the last couple of games.
9:38 first pitch, another late one, 8:38 pregame here on WEEI. Also of note, Alex Cora joins the afternoon show today at 5:30.
Yeah.
All right. Now listen, you may have killed her when you shoved all those dollar bills down her throat. You may have killed her when you hit her with the stool. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I tell you what didn't kill her.
Grab Bag.
You have our support, Griffin.
All right. I haven't watched the ESPYs in quite some time. It'd probably be like Norm MacDonald hosting, maybe, was the last time. I
Sick brag, bro.
That's true. You can put that on me.
You caught that one.
It's during a week where there's not a lot going on, and even still, you can find something else to do, right? And if people out there like it, great. Good for you. I don't know many people that do.
No.
This year, there may be reason to watch it.
Oh?
The hosts for the ESPYs, did you see this?
No.
Shane Gillis.
Nice.
Yeah, best possible host, I would say.
Who the last time he was in a sports crossover situation, I think, was leading up to the college football playoff?
Yes, he was on the ESPN Countdown crew.
Yeah, they were at, where were they, like Notre Dame or
not,
something
not
like that?
Countdown, College Game Day, like you said, and he was next to Saban.
They were at Notre Dame, and he's like, yeah, well, you know, all of a sudden Alabama's not in this thing anymore because they can't cheat.
Basically, it's like weird, like the SEC hasn't won in a while kind of thing.
Yeah, like, he's like, because you guys aren't cheating and paying players anymore.
Radio is nuts.
And so there's a chance he'll make it uncomfortable is what you're saying.
I think at least the monologue I got to tune in for. Okay. I mean, when they're handing out awards for, you know, best NASCAR racer, maybe I'll walk away from it. But like Shane Gillis? All right.
Like it.
I'm in on that.
Good get.
Ooh. Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
Him.
Yeah, I
not
guess.
Everybody has a grab bag like him, not us.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers said he is, quote, pretty sure that this will be his last year.
Kyle.
Pretty sure. He is Brett Favre.
I do love.
It's crazy.
Rap. Hang on. Let me get the exact quote tweet from Rap.
Has Aaron Rodgers retired yet? New He's in a second.
We're going to need it. We just struck out on one last night.
We'll circle back.
Rap Sheet quote tweeted that with pretty significant news. And I said,
Is it?
Like,
no.
What? Like, him and Schefter are treating this.
Nobody wants him. Even the Steelers don't really want him. They were just left with nothing. So they're like, all right, I guess we got to bring this guy in.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So it's the end. We got it. It was basically the end last year when you were with the Jets and the year before that
pretty
when you got
hurt. Pretty sure this is it.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Like, great.
Leave the door ajar.
Grab bag, and another grab bag,
I like how he kind of sits in the pocket for that one.
You know, I like how he's like in the car with the AC on. Like, what does that sound? It's like,
it's a hot day.
It makes it unique.
It's a hot day.
Hey, the White Sox have signed Noah Syndergaard to a minor league deal.
Thor, yeah.
Who went out with the Call Her Daddy host.
Alex Cooper. Oh, wow.
They were an item.
I feel like we've already talked about this before, but Alex Cooper had her night at her Call Her Daddy night at Fenway last year.
That's right. Big. It was a good turnout.
Great turnout.
Wasn't that Arcan's like favorite day of the
year? It was Arcan.
Might have been.
If you ask him about it, probably would still talk your ear off about it. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Grab bags. Grab bags. Grab bag.
It's funny. The big dumper, Cal Raleigh, hit his 32nd home run of the season.
Nice.
last night.
He really might be. He might be.
And I was already planning on talking about that during the grab bag, and I got a submission from someone. They said, what about a new daily question in the grab bag is, what is the Big Dumper's home run pace?
Oh, that's a great one.
And I even wrote it in before I even got this message. So, like, shout out to you. We were thinking about the same thing. He is now on pace for 67 home runs. A switch hitting catcher.
That's more than Keith's team can have all year.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah, so WRC plus.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. That's so fair. I saw this early. Things. My guy, John Ewing over at BetMGM, the over under for Cal Raleigh to set the home run total record for a catcher, which was 48 by Salvador Perez in 2021, it's minus 155. He goes over 48.
Is that by the All Star break?
A good question. How many did you say he has?
32.
He has 32 now?
Yeah.
Keith's team in the dong pool has 38 as a team.
Nobody cares. Nobody wants to bring
the
that
big
up.
Dumper has 32 by himself. Keith's team has 38.
Guy's absolutely crushing the ball
in
right
a related
now.
Story, he's in last place.
He should win the MVP. It's what I think. Also, when we were doing our Mount Rushmore nicknames, maybe Big Dumper.
Big Dumper should have been in there.
Big Dumper, the Iowa meat truck, the
country breakfast.
Country breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, one other one. Like
another. You said another one, Thor.
Thor.
Thor's good.
Yeah, Thor's,
yeah,
pretty,
Thor's
good.
Pretty good. I don't even know. Was there even a grab bag in there?
That's, you know.
Fernando Tatis Jr., who is on my dong pool team, has filed a lawsuit against Big League Advance.
Yeah, I actually heard about this lawsuit during Greg's show this morning.
The guy was on with Greg. he's attempting to avoid the future earnings contract he signed as a 17-year-old minor leaguer that could cost him $34 million. But basically, a guy gave him $2 million up front for 10% of his earnings. And he signed a $340 million deal. 10% is $34 million. Yep. So if you sign that deal, I'm not telling you I am telling you it's kind of shady.
No, it's
but
absolutely shady. Yeah, Fernando Tatis, I don't think has much of a leg to stand on here.
If you sign that deal.
You got $2 million up front, dude.
Right, what are you supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
And he's getting 10 because he... It is a strange thing. Like they were talking about on the morning show today. Basically, you can buy stock in a player. So if there's a young kid, and most of these guys are like...
I was going to say...
Latino players,
it feels predatory,
right?
It feels predatory because of the background of where most of these kids come from. Yeah.
And they're like usually really young. Like in the case of Tatis, even though his father was a major leaguer, he's still a 17-year-old when he did this. So like the password, the kid that's in the Red Sox system,
yep.
You could like buy in on his future and give him like X amount of money to get X amount of stake back. And then if this guy ends up cashing in down the road, becomes like a mega star like Fernando Tatis Jr., you could make a ton of money back.
Yeah.
But like from that guy. Strange.
It is very strange.
I choose not to send those guys out.
I'm not sending my money there either. Not even on a matter of principle.
You got grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Corbin Carroll on the IL with a chip fracture in his left wrist.
Ooh.
Another one goes down for the snake. Bad year for the snakes.
It is. It could be good news for the Red Sox, though, if they ever decide to buy, because that's the kind of injury where you could look at a team like Arizona, who has a lot of guys in contract years. They're littered all over that passing list. Maybe it pushes them closer to selling.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
We alluded to this earlier, but do we have a new question in the grab bag? We don't. Although one that we've talked about here and there is now out the window, and that was, does Connor Wong have a RBI? He was able to get a RBI last night.
Without a sack fly.
Sack fly!
Text line says, of course Connor Wong would find the absolute worst way to finally get an RBI. I hate him.
Prior to the RBI, he threw his bat into the Angels dugout. And I was like, I don't love his chances here.
No, but he did come through.
He came through.
Good for him. He's
in
on the board.
Big way.
Yeah.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
Who was the top Major League Baseball performer from last night? Jones.
Big Dumper's got to be in there.
Was it? Pavin Smith. 2 for 4. 2 home runs. 4 RBI.
Oh.
Was it James Wood? Leave the S off for savings. 3 for 5, a home run, 4 RBI.
He's having an awesome year.
3 run score, James
against
Woods.
Against his old team, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, he was in,
he was in the face. Padres farm.
Yeah, what was the trade?
Soto trade.
He's in the Soto trade. Thank you. There you go.
Was it Ellie De La Cruz?
Ooh, love me some Ellie De La Cruz.
3 for 4, home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Trevor Rogers? 8 scoreless innings, 4 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Or was it old friend Eduardo Rodriguez? 6 scoreless for the Snakes, 10 Ks.
Oh, that's real nice.
10 K game.
And they smoked the White Sox, but that's the White Sox is barely a well. Let's go with James Wood.
Okay, James Wood. Congratulations.
Let's go with that.
James
real nice
Wood.
Season.
James yeah. Wood, maybe all-star, right?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's.
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. Let's see how this goes. It's not gone great recently.
Darren Erstad.
You got it. No, not Darren Erstad. It is an Angel, also a Ranger. Only played
That's it.
For the Angels and the Rangers.
Okay.
Starting pitcher. 2-time All-Star.
Oh.
1 6th place finish in the Cy Young Award.
Started with the Angels?
Started
with the Rangers or the other way around?
Other way around. Okay. Started with the Rangers, went to the Angels. Division rivals. He would get the ball and go. He had 4 straight years of over 200 innings.
That's nice.
Yep. Yep.
He was a
lefty.
Thank you. That's what I was going to ask.
He would also hit from the left side.
Huh.
Twitch chat has it.
Man.
That's quick. All-star?
Yeah.
2-time All-star, 1 with each team. 1 with the Rangers, 1 with the Angels.
Jared Weaver.
No. Oh, good guess,
good
though.
Good guess.
Good guess.
What years?
All-star years or just years in the league?
All-star, please.
2011 with Texas, 2012 with the Halos. Left-handed pitcher.
Stink at this.
Most wins in a season, 17.
Good.
Career ERA, 3.74.
Kelvin Escobar. No.
No.
Damn.
No.
He pitched for the Blue Jays. Definitely
yeah,
not him.
No, not him. Just the Texas Rangers and the LA Angels of Anaheim.
I'm going to look him up, though. I feel like I had something there.
Get off the internet. You can't do that.
That's cheating.
Hang on. I'm just looking him up.
Kelvin
Escobar, never an all-star. Barely pitched for even
somebody
the
on the text line is inviting me to the Fisher Cats game to go see the Iowa meat truck.
Is that the Rangers World Series team?
I would if I could.
I don't know. I got no. I'm in my own head with this.
The Texas team that lost the World Series.
I see it. This guy was good, actually. I see it.
Really
you want me to spoil it? You guys done guessing?
Nothing. I got
nothing. Nice head of hair on this guy.
Yeah.
CJ Wilson.
He got it!
All right, that's one I should have got.
CJ Wilson.
Now, are you going to get the first one I see on the text line? I'm not sure if it'd be Twitch chat, but the first one I see on the text line is something Wilson. That was dice. Are we going to give out credit for that? That's Jeopardy
something
rules?
Something. Yeah, just say, who is Wilson?
Okay.
Yeah, you get it.
Okay. A bunch of CJ Wilsons in there.
Also, can we just say last names?
Yeah.
Sure, Nick.
Just that helps. Right.
That helps.
We don't hope we get
Smith.
So.
Jones.
Coleman? Williams. Coleman?
Yeah. I was really excited for that Kelvin Escobar answer. He really wasn't that great.
Ramirez. Martinez.
Like, all right. Okay. That's a random ball player I did not get. Now, we have a new idea, Keith. Not really for a daily bit, maybe a weekly bit, since we do Haas of the Week.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested that maybe we do all-time Haases as well.
That was one of our ideas for Top 5 Friday.
Was it? Still in the dock.
I wrote that in.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I was like, that's a good summer Top 5 Friday.
Right.
All-time Haases.
As a Top 5 Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, so good call.
Or we could Mount Rushmore or Monday Mount Rushmore or whatever.
Yeah, one or the other.
What was it?
You don't want to Mount Rushmore Monday.
Yeah. Mount Rushmore Monday.
So you don't want to do it every Friday in homage.
No.
You want to do like maybe a Top 5 Friday.
I think we do Top 5 Friday all-time Haases, just so everybody knows like who we're really thinking of.
Maybe
when
this Friday.
Think of Haases.
Maybe this Friday.
Oh yeah, I can do that.
Could be. Maybe. Yeah.
I got 5 ready to go.
All right, it's a long tease.
This Iowa meat truck guy might make a run for
he's
it.
He's in there, I think.
Jesus.
Random ball player of the day every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. You also got a bonus one earlier in the day.
Yeah, it was Billy Butler.
Butler Haas. Country Breakfast. 617-779-7937. All your phone calls there. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. They got the manager, Alex Cora, at 5:30. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe's WEEI, it is time for our Clip du Jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the Clip du Jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the Clip of the Day. And today, because it's a record heat wave rolling through here, the hottest day maybe of all time, we brought up the old tried and true debate, would you rather be hot or cold? And that sort of led to this.
You've almost came to blows with a good friend of yours over rather being hot than cold. I don't want to relitigate that.
Please
one,
don't.
Because I don't want to get into...
It was all the details on that. Because ironically, we both agreed on the same thing. We both wanted to be cold.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah, but there was a lot of very specific details in there that
that was really what almost sent you two to blows.
That's right.
I would rather be hot than cold.
Like the coldest day of the year, I'd much rather be outside for 5 hours than the hottest day of the year.
Not me.
What? I know that, but we're talking about me now.
No, I know, but like seriously, you'd rather be out there on the coldest day of the
yes.
year than
yeah.
the hottest day of the year?
100%.
Would you rather be out doing yard work in the heat or shoveling in the cold?
Shoveling in the cold. Not even close.
Yard work in the heat.
The idea of doing anything in the yard when I get home today is just insane. Oh, you'd die.
Yeah, but that's all. You're not going to lose a finger from frostbite.
No, we get heat stroke.
Yeah, maybe. You could get heat stroke.
You could get
heat
stroke.
I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying I'd rather risk that.
And sunburn.
Lose a finger.
Oh, sun! Don't even get me started on this. We haven't talked about the sunburn part.
You can get sunburn in the cold.
Oh, please.
That's sun.
Not like this.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, a little windburn if I'm skiing.
Look at Tom Coughlin at a Green Bay game. That guy's face is purple.
That's true. Lambeau Field.
Yeah, the sunburn's from the sun. It's not from the heat. It's from the sun.
Yeah, the
sun's
still bad.
It can be sunny when it's cold out.
Yeah, but trust me, I think you get more sunburns in the summer.
Only shows you get burnt by the sun in the winter.
I'm just telling you, it's from the sun. You definitely can.
You ever see you load up the sunscreen during the winter? Do you? Okay.
I think we got somewhere with that.
All right.
I don't know why I was so hesitant to go there.
Yeah.
We got WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy. They got the manager tonight at 5:30, Alex Cora. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the 99 Restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp, $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the nines. What's up, Hart?
Speaking of heated, Alex Cora.
Oh, boy.
He hates to be ejected, and yet...
Often yet, this year.
Back-to-back
yes.
games.
Yeah.
He was ejected, although last night, Alan Porter wanted to fight him.
Yeah, that was I
think that's his name, right? Alan Porter.
I'm with you on the umps. Like, I can't stand
they
umps.
They suck.
They should just be all robots.
The College World Series ones. Okay. Like,
yeah,
they
that
all
guy,
suck.
That guy was a maniac.
Here's the thing.
Cora, I guess, technically was right. He's blocking the bag. Is that worth getting tossed in a one-run game? That's worth it?
Well, I don't think
what'd you lose your mind for?
Sometimes we talk about guys have the intention of getting tossed. Yeah, I don't know that he had
the
intention.
The game before he intended to get thrown out,
last
I agree with
night,
you. Yeah.
He was kind of walking away, and I don't know if he said one final thing to set off Porter, or they have a history. Porter has already ejected him. If it got personal, if there was some... Because if you watch early on, weird touching.
If anybody shouldn't forgive somebody for their history, it's definitely Alex Cora. That's somebody who definitely should just not look past someone's history.
No, it was Porter that I think didn't forgive Cora. He's walking away. I think that's all on Porter. He escalated that situation.
As they often do.
And they're not supposed to.
They're not.
And that's at all levels.
Right.
So you're coming to my side of hating all officials.
I hate all officials.
Including in high school and youth sports.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Somewhere people are like, wait, what?
100%.
All of them. We'll talk to him at 5:30. I'm very interested in that. As well as just sort of the mechanics of when someone does something like Jaren Duran did. How is that addressed? How is that managed? Because I know we all say, look.
On most teams, they probably deal with it. This guy, who knows?
Yeah, he's like, Jay, don't do that again.
Yeah. See, this guy, what did he say? Alex Cora, who knows? We will know around 5:30.
All right, we'll find out.
Because I want to ask him
how
it goes. Do you yell at the guy?
Take a lap.
Ask him what Duran. He saw? Because that doesn't happen on a Little League All-Star team. Maybe a regular Little League team, the second half of the order, does that.
Yeah.
But
they
good
somehow
players
get on second base,
in Little League,
and then they run into an out.
Well, it was the perfect example of the up and the down, the pro and the con
of
Jaren Duran.
That 30
the ball
seconds.
Is right behind first base, and he's
double.
At second base, and then he's jogging back to the dugout because ball was hit right at him. He decides, I can definitely make it.
Yeah.
Major League shortstop won't throw me out from here.
Good instincts by Toro.
I'll just take second base.
Like, no.
Well,
no,
seriously. But then he got screwed because
the call was wrong, but that was the second base.
Just a weird play to get fired up about.
You know how I'll make people forget that guy's base running error?
Yeah, here I come. Yeah.
Duran's like, thank you, fella.
Yeah. It also was very strange because he was in a coma for the first four innings while Buehler was walking the whole stadium, and then he decided to wake up and deal with it. You got the Celtics trade as well.
I'm also enjoying the little bit, especially on this program, of love for Jaylen Brown. Shooting down of trade rumors. You can be good in the East with Jaylen Brown as your star. So, yeah, I think the fit, and I haven't heard a lot of people talk about this, I'm very much intrigued by the fit between Jaylen Brown and Anfernee Simmons. Simons.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure that's going to work. I know there's an up-tempo nature to Simons' game, but I think Jaylen Brown is okay if Drew Holiday, Derek White, Jason Tatum are jacking up threes. Now I got to let this jack wagon shoot 12 threes a game.
Yeah.
And probably not make a high percentage. And
but
now we're not a good, I think that could go south.
But they need guys to shoot. Tatum,
they don't.
Tatum's
don't
a 20
have to
shots.
Shoot threes.
No, shots.
No,
they
I
need
know.
Guys to score
I'm
for
not
him.
Sure that guy jacking up threes.
Oh, he can do
he's
it.
He's a classic good player from a bad team, and the bad team decided they didn't want said good player.
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
I still don't know why they want Drew Holiday.
I don't really either.
I don't get that.
No, that didn't really make a lot of sense.
No, I understand his 20 points are different than on the Celtics team.
It's
but
Al
there's going to be shots.
When he was on the Celtics, he was a 20-10, and you're like, he's pretty good. And then you realize he's really not that good.
He's fine.
Somebody has to score those points.
Yep.
It's like a middle linebacker. If you play middle linebacker, you have 100 tackles.
Oh,
you
boy.
Start with 100. If you're good, you get a $150.
You tell that to Ted?
I haven't.
Save that one.
Well, not today, because Ted's a little under the weather, so he's
right.
out today.
Save for tomorrow.
So, I'll save it till maybe I'll say it today just to get it out of the way.
I said that.
Ted, you weren't here. I already addressed
that's
this.
That's a good idea.
100 tackles, meaningless.
trial balloon there.
I should probably look to see how many tackles he had. How many 100 tackles?
757.
Oh, I bet 90.
That's true.
That is true.
Our WEEAI had that
we
last
did
week.
Learn. We did learn that, yeah.
Oh.
But I bet 94. I bet he...
A pile of
triple
tackles.
Digits?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta be. If not, then Ted Johnson, overrated. 617-779-7937.
All right, stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoons. No, I said 96. Super Bowl year is what I was thinking of. That maybe a pile of tackles that year.
96, he had 115. 97, he had 127.
Wow. Those are good years.
A lot of tackles.
That's a Pro Bowl caliber middle linebacker.
Yeah.
Without.
It's my guy, Ted Johnson.
There you go.
Patriot Hall of Famer down the road someday.
Got Alex Cora today at 5:30. Stay tuned. You got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy, and we're back tomorrow on a Would You Rather Wednesday at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.